Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Access Astrology, and we are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life and in our politics and in our spiritual path as well. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by Mark.
Mark Waltz, New York City.
And
wonderful
Ann Ortley.
To have you on the call. Ann Ortley, yes.
Ann Ortley, New York
City, here tonight.
Too. I was trying to get in, but
okay.
I kept getting a busy signal, so I'm calling in as a guest.
me too. That's we're all kind of jamming those lines. But it's great to have everybody here tonight. It's been an interesting week coming up. And I see tonight that the sun is coming as 4 degrees away from Venus in Aquarius. The moon has just entered Taurus. And Mercury is exactly conjunct Pluto tonight and tomorrow. Now, we felt that conjunction coming when we had yet another school murder yesterday.
Does Mercury rule
students?
Also,
yes, it does.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I've also felt this real ability to concentrate today.
Yes.
How have you two been feeling this? Mark, have you had a sense of how you've experienced the aspects?
Well, I think it's showing up a lot in secrets coming out and being publicized.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury is about communication, and when it works with Pluto, Pluto uncovers secrets and does research into secrets.
And with Mercury moving soon after the conjunction with Pluto into a square with Uranus, some of those secrets may be a surprise or wake us up or be shocking to some people.
Right.
Or be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Uncomfortable, yeah. Because we don't always like Mercury's secrets when he's hanging out with Pluto.
Right.
Just we go, what? What was that? And he goes, yeah, didn't you know? And then in hindsight, you go, it was right there in front of my face. But then when you're in it, you know, when you're in it, it's kind of hard. So,
which looks propitious for the Mueller investigations, does it not? But I'm also noticing some people with psychiatric issues are just wobbling a bit right now. So I would ask everybody to do everything you know about stress relief and keeping your mind steady and noticing if your thoughts start going down their own little rabbit holes. And be aware that our minds, our nervous system is being buffeted about by Pluto and Uranus, which can open our mind, give us great ideas, but also churn up some of our dark stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, practice those good psychic hygiene and keep yourself level. Now, that's intensifying towards the full moon lunar eclipse coming up. And I know we've all got a lot to say about that because we're already feeling it.
Yeah.
And it hits about a week from now. And it... I'm noticing that a lot of people are talking about emotional situations that they've been in for a long time that they just want to blow up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They want to tell the person off or tell them that they love them or do whatever it takes to not have the pressure of unspoken words, but they're not trying to figure out, it doesn't occur to them originally, how to do this in a way that'll get what they want, that they just want to blow up the situation.
Right.
Have you noticed that kind of a love of emotional drama?
Yeah, yeah. Emotional drama is riding real high right now, and people are really kind of feeling it, you know, in terms of how do I express myself in this way? And then, but I'm also feeling like, you know, on a level of intensity if I don't express myself, which, of course, is one of the symptoms of eclipses. You know, it can be a situation that's been around for a long time, but now, all of a sudden, you absolutely positively have to handle it because you can't stand it a second longer. And so I always, with eclipses, I always go, well, how long has it been like this? A long time.
Yes.
But I'm done. It's like, all right, I get it. But, you know, remember you're in you're in the intense energy of the eclipse, which mm-hmm. makes you feel like you have to do something, anything. And sometimes that's
right.
not the best path.
Right. Something, anything
take.
Is definitely what I'm hearing. And, you know, ask people, okay, what is it that you really want? And they say, to not be where I am. I said, okay, but where are you going instead? And that's been a lot harder for people to come up with a clear answer.
Well, they don't necessarily have the articulation for it yet. They just know it's not here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's mm-hmm. the other part is, you know, you may not know where you want to be, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times mm-hmm. we don't know. We just know not here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go, okay, you know, I had somebody the other day, and she was just really upset, and I'm like, you know, like this is you. We have to do You know, we have to handle this responsibly. There isn't anything
mm-hmm.
you can do
mm-hmm.
living in this state because this is not
mm-hmm.
going to get you to what you want. You know,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
and so honoring. And I, you know, I kind of found myself. I don't want to say yelling at her, but yelling at her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad, but I also was like, hey, you know, you can do. You can take this approach, but this is not going to work. So it's, you know, it's not your best plan. And
mm-hmm.
didn't necessarily see what the best plan was, but the level of frustration was really high. And that's also Mercury-Pluto, murderous Plutonian anger, you know, where people are just like, rah, and you're kind of like, wow, you're really mad, huh? You know, and then
mm-hmm.
they are, you know, because Pluto, of course, rules the underworld, and Mercury is tough messages. That said, it also has a lot of power if you're working on it, making deals or working on getting stuff out the door or focusing your attention on accomplishing stuff, because there
mm-hmm.
is a single-minded focus to this energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I like Heather's term, psychic hygiene.
Yes.
That's a good one. Yeah. And that's something we all need to pay attention to, because we may not have the biggest drama on the block to get excited about, but we've all got a little something or other that we could use some psychic hygiene for.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Use the moment, even if it's small, to just sort of sweep things out.
Yep, and know what calms you down. Notice the difference between how your mind is revving and what is your truth. That we can feel anxious and think it's because this person is doing something. But it's really, we're just running anxiety or sadness or worry or thoughts or happiness or anything. And to just notice the difference between what your mind is doing and what it's thinking so that they don't conflate easily. But that eclipse talks a lot about every full moon talks about a dichotomy, a sense that we feel divided, and this one is between what do we owe the group? What do we owe community, our civic duty? What do we owe the people around us? What do we owe our family? And on the other side, how do we express ourselves? And they can so easily be seen as an either-or. Like, if I'm a good doobie for the community, then I'll never feel seen, and I won't be able to take my long hot bath tonight. Or I'm going to indulge myself, but then I feel bad because I'm not taking care of my community responsibilities. And that there's got to be a balance between the two, that taking care of our good self-care makes us more able to help the community. And feeling good about our role in the community helps us, you know, take care of ourselves and feel good and healthy and clean about it. There's got to be a balance.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and often the balance goes out the window on eclipses. It goes...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
yeah.
stick. It's hard to keep it, yeah. Because it's an unbalanced energy. One of the lights goes out, you know. So when one of the lights goes out, and this one is a new moon, a full moon rather, eclipse. So
uh-huh.
the moon's going out, which makes it emotional. Plus, it's a uh-huh. moon really close to Earth. It's perigee, so it's called a
yep.
super moon. Makes the tides really high, and makes thus emotions really high. Lunar tick. Comes from recognizing that on the lunations, people get a little crazy here in New York. I always chuckle that the bus drivers all know they have a calendar in the bus station that lets them know when the full moon is. And they all go out knowing, yeah, I know it's the full moon. You know, we're good. People are going to be a little wild. And so this one, a little more wild than normal. And also, you know, take time to go look at it. It's rising big and juicy over the horizon, you know. So when you see it so big, it's kind of impressive. And it really is, that's where you really see the size of it. You kind of go, wow, the moon looks really big. Because it's popping up over the edge of the Earth there.
A little closer to us. Yep.
Yeah, because it's close to us. So it's also Chinese.
And that's beautiful.
Also getting ready for Chinese New Year. You know, because we're moving into the lunation cycle. And it takes us back to August of 16. Yeah. Which is the 15th of February. But where it takes us, this full moon takes us back to August of 16, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And asks us to wrap up that story. So there's that energy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I was thinking that's when I first came back out here to Montana, and 2 years later we're living here.
Oh, is it?
So,
really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We came out, and Ren's heart never came home from Montana, and we moved out quickly. And so we have a lot of people asking to check in with us tonight. I see a long list here. Let's get started on them. Is there anything more that the two of you wanted to add about how to manage this wild energy before we speak?
Mars goes into Sag at the end of the week. That really kicks stuff up, makes it go faster. Because right now it's in Scorpio, so it's a little brooding. And then when it goes into Sag at the end of the week, it goes whoosh, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of watch for the whoosh energy coming in.
Yeah. And that can be fun. It can also mean, like, if you're not happy where you are, you may suddenly desire to travel to Madagascar and get away from whatever the problems. It's often Mars in Sagittarius longs for a geographical cure. But watch the tendency to go, any sentence that begins, frankly, because people's, you know, Mars talks about how we express our anger. And with Mars in Sagittarius, it can express our anger by being brutally honest.
Yep. Which might not be called for.
Right. You know,
might not like it
if you do that.
Yeah.
How to be tactfully honest rather than brutally honest.
Yeah.
And then Venus and Mars will both be in extroverted signs.
Yes.
And with this lineup in Aquarius, it can be, I think that I feel, my theories on what my feelings should be are, rather than really knowing how you feel.
Right, right.
So just kind of keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Be like, how do I actually feel about this situation is going to be important, even when we're in this interesting energy.
And also, before we take callers, we are teaching, the three of us are teaching on March 10th and 11th, workshop. Mm-hmm. I have a link on my site, it's on my Facebook page, and it's Finding
Talent,
Success, Joy. And
I'll be building
success,
a Facebook
joy.
Page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Finding Talent, Success, Joy in your chart. So sign up. Early bird rates.
We'll have the Facebook page up in the next 2 days.
Oh, okay,
so
great.
So by this weekend, check the Facebook page for an event under Access Astrology. And we'll have it up there for you.
Very cool.
The whole
give myself
weekend.
A deadline,
Saturday
I'll make
Sunday,
it happen.
What was that, Mark?
In New York. Saturday and Sunday in New York City.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday in New York City. Yeah.
So exciting.
Okay. Yeah, we always have a lot of fun when the three of us get together.
Yeah.
We do. We all bring different perspectives, and we work really well together, I think. I love bouncing ideas off of you and workshopping with the three of you. It's really.
And this is our ninth annual workshop, so we've had a lot of fun in the past years. So come join us. And there's all levels. You don't have to be like a great astrologer. You just have to know like what the planets are. You know, the sun is the sun and the moon is the moon. Yep.
And you can be a great astrologer because we usually run two to three groups depending upon who's in our particular workshop, beginning-ish, intermediate, and advanced. So don't think you're going to be bored if you know your stuff, and don't worry if you're just getting going.
Right.
It's our one-room schoolhouse, but we break out into three groups to workshop.
Our one-room schoolhouse downtown. Yep.
Okay, so I'm calling in the first caller who is waiting on the line for us. 419, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Ann. Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Good.
Give us your, we got a lot of people tonight on, so give us your birth information and let us know how we can be helpful.
Okay, 6-29-59, 11:10 p.m., Queens, New York.
Let's see. And go ahead and tell us what's up.
What is hanging over my head, like, I would say, since maybe the end of December,
mm-hmm.
it feels very, the only way I could explain it, it feels very Neptune, Pisces,
mm-hmm.
Cancerian, emotional, it, foggy, I don't know, I just don't feel right.
Yeah, just Saturn mm-hmm. return.
What?
Yeah, your Saturn returned at the end of December on your Saturn. So what that does is it kind of it amplifies, and in your case, the Neptune and the Saturn talk to each other, so they kind of amplify each other. Neptune itself is at 12, and so he's opposite your progressed Venus, which rules, you know, kind of your mind, rules the third house of the mind. Her progressed Venus is 11, and Neptune is 12. Neptune's a 1049 Virgo, and Neptune is 12. So you're having a Neptune-Venus opposition on the mind, and you're also having your Saturn, which on the midheaven, you know, is a little bit of a sword of Damocles. And you're having Jupiter, should clear up, actually, by the end of the month, beginning of March, because you're going to have Jupiter come to station on your natal Jupiter that first, second week in March. So that should clear it. But yeah, it's definitely you're feeling. I would say spacey. This is,
yeah.
I always with this kind of thing. You know what you want to do is know you're in a spacey space, and you're supposed to do the rapture. You're supposed to meditate. You're supposed to listen to music. You're supposed to curl up with a puppy and hang out with them. You're supposed to call people and tell them you love them and cry at sad movies. It's a very sentimental transit.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes. You hit it right on the nose.
Yeah,
but I don't like it. I'm not getting any.
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything done. I'm just like in a fog, and crying. I mean, and
very emotional.
And nothing is really going on. Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
processing a lot of old feelings.
Yeah.
And it may take another 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but you're processing a lot of old feelings. And today's Mercury Pluto conjunction is strong in your chart, so give it. Give yourself some time. There's a lot of good changes coming up for you. But
you know, you're
here,
right, Heather,
you're kind
you
of catching
like,
up and processing the feelings.
You're right when you said it's like almost everything is coming up. Like
mm-hmm.
that, how can I explain it? Like from the mud, you know, like
mm-hmm.
from the past. Not
from the Black Lagoon.
Physically, emotionally, mentally, things
mm-hmm.
are coming up. And,
just
almost
remember, like splinters,
them.
You want to let them leave.
Yes.
You don't want to hold on to those splinters. It's shrapnel.
Yeah.
So you notice it, you honor it, you tell the story, you write the story, you experience it, and then you release it. But the releasing is, you know, like you can't hurry up that process, but it's stuff that's coming up to leave you. And so listen to the stories, but then find that after you've done a chunk of that, it helps to come back and establish ordinary reality. Like, then you come back and you cook dinner.
Do the dishes.
And you do
yeah.
make things. Right, do the dishes. Exactly. Get grounded.
Okay, so this is going to go away soon, though, right?
Yep.
Because this feels
yeah,
horrible.
Rub your hands.
I feel like, what's the matter? What's the matter? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, you're just, you know, you've had a lot go on in your life lately. So this is the quiet time. You know how, like, you can be really good in an emergency. You can run around and do all this stuff. And, you know, you're on it. You're going. You know, the dog died. You had a bunch of stuff, Deb. And
yeah,
so you
no,
have
I
to
don't.
Honor, you know, that this is when the chart or the universe says, okay, we got a little quiet time. Let's sit and think about it rather than,
yeah.
you know, pushing through.
Process.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on to the next
really
one. I'm
too.
Sorry because we're short on time. But we just take very good care of yourself during this time, okay?
It's helpful, right?
And
I mean, just
and
really
don't
quick.
Push yourself for the next few weeks.
that health, my health looks all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, health looks okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, because there's been some issues there, concerns.
Okay.
All right.
Check in with us
so
in
much.
About 2 or 3 weeks and let us know how you're doing mood-wise.
Okay.
When
we're
on the
thank
other side
so
of these
much.
Conjunctions. Okay?
All
take
right.
Care.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And hello, 281, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'll make it snappy.
Okay.
My name is Kay, and birthday is March 5th, 1980,
3580. 1980.
At time? 1:29 a.m.
I love somebody who's prepared. And where?
Philly.
Philly. I was born in Philadelphia, too.
I know.
And and what's your question tonight?
I guess you guys can tell me either anything that's popping out or also interested in how the eclipse will affect me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, the first thing I notice is Saturn is trining your Mars and Jupiter this year, and the Mercury-Pluto conjunction is close to your natal Moon-Pluto conjunction. So there's
mm-hmm.
both a lot of support for you and a lot of kind of confusion, and Neptune's coming up to your Sun. So you've got
mm-hmm.
competence and dreaminess and feeling sort of lost and on target and processing some old family issues all at the same time and, like, longing for a home that you've never been to. You've got some, like, three different things really spinning.
That's exactly what I feel like. I feel like a nut.
Yeah. You're right on schedule. It's okay.
Oh, good.
You're
Anne,
not a nut.
What
that's
like
exactly
to...
what's going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what would you like to...
I think what I noticed for you is with Kay, right,
mm-hmm.
is that you've got a lot of stuff that's kind of opening, and Neptune coming to your Sun kind of is amplifying everything. So it's kind of like, you know, when they do that show and they go, you know, calling in the news is this, calling in the news, you know, and on this front there was an accident, on this front there was an accident. There's like an echo going on in your chart. So what you want to do is watch for when the echo comes in
mm-hmm.
and you hear the first amplification of it, and then you hear it again. And that's how you know it's the right thing to pay attention to, because there's a lot swirling, and whatever
mm-hmm.
really wants your attention will pop itself that way.
Mm.
And for those of you wondering where I'm getting that from, that's her Neptune squaring all her Pisces stuff, but Neptune coming to her Pisces Sun. So
okay.
it's kind of amplifying her already natural psychic ability, but it also kind of makes her feel a little bit like, wow, there's a lot going around. And what the point of this is to get you focused on what you're really supposed to do, because a lot of times with your chart, it can be a little hard to stay focused. So when you hear it twice.
And you know what everybody else wants you to do, but trying to find out what you really want to do sometimes is an effort.
Is a little harder, yeah. So
that's
this
exactly
is how,
where I guess the crossroads.
Yeah, so that's what
mm-hmm.
you do, is whatever's making the loudest noise or echoing in the corner. If you noticed a few minutes ago, we had buzzing on the phone, and I thought, God, I hope that's not the whole show. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, it's kind of a, there's like an echo, there's an annoyance factor, there's something that's calling your attention. And paying attention to that is how to proceed, because Neptune doesn't have
mm-hmm.
words. But he has sounds. He has people saying it to you. You know, you read. You should read this book. You should go see this movie. You hear it from a couple people. Go do it. And then when you're in those moments where there's a pause and you don't have anything to do, don't do your cell phone. You know, just kind of sit there and listen and look around and see what you notice. It's kind of the world's trying to talk to you, but your chart can get really busy and have trouble focusing. So then that's exactly right. You're supposed to have trouble focusing because you're supposed to be paying attention to the things that are a little more unseen. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, very much. I think the paying attention to focus is important. But realize that things come into focus and go out of focus. And it's a little bit multitasking, but you have to pay attention to all the signals at the same time. So sometimes there'll be a signal from over on the left, you turn your attention there, and then you notice something to the right. And go ahead and try to focus sharply on one thing at a time and be able to switch. And then switch back if the first place you were looking lights up again. Kind of like
now, I'm so impressed with how you guys are describing this, because it literally, like, I don't think anybody can understand. Like, you just spoke to me in my language.
Right.
Like, it's literally, that's what's happening. It feels like stuff is panning over here, doing this, doing that. But I'm having, like, the issue is I feel this Uranian, like, buzz, and it's like, I'm like, okay, I need to get shit done. Like, it's nice to have ideas, but I want to do something with all of these ideas. Like, I have, like, literally...
That's Saturn talking to you. Mm-hmm.
A ton of ideas.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting a whiteboard. But I don't want to be, what's his name, the movie guy. I want to, you know, do, what's his name, with the beautiful mind guy. I don't want to be like that. I want to... You know, be constructive.
No, but you don't. You're not a linear thinker anyway. You're a mind mapper. You think gestalt and mind maps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So go out there and do that. But mind map like crazy, because you're downloading. It's particularly the next 2 months as your progressed moon conjuncts Neptune. Neptune's going back and forth over your sun for a while, and then over your Mercury. But your progressed moon is in Pisces, and it's hitting right on those. So the next few months, you're really in the ocean. You're in the great collective ocean. But, you know, there's other things going on, too. It looks like, you know, your creative life, your love life, work life, family life are all stirring up. All at the same time.
Yeah.
Because your progressed Mars is at 26 Leo, trining your natal Venus at 28 Aries, and Uranus is going to go back and forth over your Aries, your Venus, so you're kind of trying all kinds of different things creatively and romantically.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer, don't get hooked into other people's business. Don't make any long-term promises. Don't sign a 10-year lease. Do that mind map. Make those lists. Check things out. You know, honor what's going on with the karma around you, because there's like a lot of churning karmic process, but don't get hooked into their stories. Keep going back like, wow, that's interesting. What do I need? Wow, that's interesting.
Right.
What's next for me? So you can support them, but you don't get hooked in their stories, because yours is really unwinding at the moment.
Yeah. And it is their stories, because it's coming into you almost a little bit as a distraction. So you want to kind of go, oh, is that mine? No. The other part I find a lot when you have something like this is to realize you don't have to do it all at once, but write it down, you know, as the idea comes flying through. And kind of carry a little book with you, and then as you get the idea, write it, knowing that
it's
coming in for...
I've been recording so fast.
Yeah, it's coming in for you to note, and then you go back and do it down the road. It's not... You don't have to do it all now, but it can
feel
sometimes like it's overwhelming because it's all flying in at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got 60 seconds left, so we're going to say
goodbye
and good luck.
You guys are freaking geniuses.
Wonderful. Thank you. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm saying good night and good luck, and remember to take good care of yourself this week. And Mark, you're...
Mark Waltz, signing off. From New York City.
And Ann Ortley signing off from New York City. And sign up for our class where we spend a whole day with you, two whole days with you, having wonderful fun.
And working on your chart.
Then working on your chart.
Take care, everybody. Know, watch the tendency to want to act out around this coming full moon. Be kind to each other, yourselves, and have fun watching the headlines, because they're going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye now.